Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Mangiorno. I'm joined today once again by Jennifer Grace Latrell.
Hi.
JGL.
Hello.
Jen.
Yep.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
The Sopranos.
Yep.
Dexter.
Sure.
Gilmore Girls. Do you know what these series have in common?
Blood and guts?
They are all about a person that starts off kind of good and becomes a total monster piece of shit.
Oh, come on. I mean, kind of.
Rory is a piece of shit.
Dexter? Doesn't Dexter start off bad?
Yeah.
Doesn't he start off as a serial killer? I'm going to be honest,
I didn't see Dexter. Or Mad Men. Or Breaking Bad. I've heard of these shows. But I can tell you Rory sucks. And she does something really impressive in this season, which is she both makes bratty, mean decisions, but is also a doormat, which makes you hate her weakness.
Yeah.
All the while with the baby voice, which I'm real sick of.
I told you from the beginning, her voice only gets worse.
How? Because maybe it gets worse because when you're a child, you can talk like that. But when you're in your 20s and you're like, I'm like your baby.
No, but she She makes it more baby-y. The first season, she's just like, meh, monotone, and like, it's deeper.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate first season Rory.
I know.
First season Rory voice.
She had a lot. First season Rory had a real future ahead of her.
Yeah.
Not now.
And she doesn't do that in The Handmaid's Tale because she can't.
I'm a little baby. I'm Rory. Oh no, he's peeing on my face. Okay, I deserve it then. Pee in my mouth.
I think we're watching different shows.
Logan doesn't pee in her mouth. He just metaphorically pees in her mouth. So if you don't know yet, what we're talking about is season 5 of Gilmore Girls. Me and Jen have done 4 episodes so far of the first 4 seasons of Gilmore Girls. So if you're a Gilmore Girls fan but have not heard our episodes, please go back up in the feed and listen to it to hear our journey. And our journey is that I'm watching it for the first time and Jen is a longtime fan. So mm-hmm. She is part of the fandom. She's seen these shows many, many times. I'm watching it for the first time as a grown-ass man who's almost 40. And we're on season 5. So spoiler alert for season 5 and all the seasons that came before it. And maybe we'll say spoiler alert for every season because it's hard to avoid spoilers living in a world with an old show.
Right.
So I've come across spoilers for things that I know are coming. And this isn't necessarily the show's fault, but I know that the show... Like, I was watching a video that was, like, some of the worst turns in TV shows.
Yeah.
And I saw a spoiler of, like, something really fucking stupid that the show does in the following season. And it really sapped my joy for this season because I just knew something really stupid was coming.
Yeah. Well, do you want to say what the stupid thing was?
Okay.
Since we're spoiler...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
For season 6... Which is I believe she gets back, Lorelai gets back with Rory's father.
Right.
So that made the whole season 5, which is like the beginning of the romance between her and Luke, really. That's when they really start dating. It made me feel like, well, how is this going to get fucked up in some stupid way? Also, even Lauren Graham has been interviewed about this and has said that she thinks that was the worst storyline in the show and that it made no sense to her. Knowing that the show is going to not just do something I don't want, but know that the show is going to narratively go off the rails and do stuff that seems to make no sense.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, as a longtime fan, we're in season 5 now. How would you rank season 5 in comparison to the seasons that come before it and after it?
Come before it? I mean, for the seasons that come before it, if we're just doing 1 through 5, this is probably one of the worst.
I would say, as seeing it for the first time, I'd say that this is absolutely the worst.
So far.
And for a couple reasons, not just because Rory annoys me. One, it's because Rory annoys me, but she annoys me in that the way she's acting seems counter to the growth of the character.
Right.
You know, like, Jess should have been the boyfriend that treated her like dirt and she grew from it.
Right.
But now she then is dating another guy, Logan, who he treats her poorly in a different way. Jess loved her. He was just emotionally distant.
Right.
This guy's like a real douchebag.
Right.
He's like Chad Michael Murray's character from season one. He's like a rich,
right,
blonde, pretty boy. But somehow she's into that now.
Right.
I think that's one of the things that's annoying, which is I feel like season five, more than every other season thus far, has had dummy plots. The characters don't do what makes sense or what makes sense for them, but do what they need to do for the story to go where the writer wants it to go.
Right.
So there's plenty of times in the season where you're like, wait, why would that happen?
Right.
Like we just finished, which is how we do these episodes. We just finished the last episode of season five, and in this episode Rory is reacting to the episode before the last one. Rory has an internship with Logan's dad, and mm-hmm. he tells her she doesn't have it. He doesn't think that she'll be a good
reporter.
So she takes that to heart, and then they steal a boat and she gets arrested. Okay, that's how that episode ends. So then in this episode, kind of out of nowhere, she's like, oh, I'm quitting Yale.
Right.
And Lorelai's like, because of this guy being an asshole to you, why is his one? And right. And she kind of is like, no, it's not, but maybe it is.
But also because of what she perceives Logan to think about it. Because she told him.
Yeah.
And he like went off about his father being a jerk. And because he didn't say you do have it to her, she took that to mean that two people are telling her.
Right.
Which and,
the character was never that weak before. Right. But also I feel like, you know, the way TV series work is, you know, there's a writer's room and there's the head writer who kind of guides the whole thing. But there's other people that write and they break the season, meaning they kind of come up with the story for the whole season. And, you know, they do this in the writer's room. And I just feel like, on the whiteboard in the writer's room, somebody wrote, what are we going to do? We're season five. Rory quits Yale? Okay, circle that. Mm-hmm. And how do we get to that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We can live because they didn't earn it. They mm-hmm. did not earn it. There's nothing throughout the whole season that gets you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like a weird jump because it's like, okay, I could see her changing her major. I could see her deciding to not date Logan or deciding to go even harder into dating him or whatever. Just... we go from she's arrested to Rory has lunch with Lorelai and tells her I'm taking time off from school.
Right.
And not really explaining why.
Right.
And it's like, this is bad writing, I think. Right.
Yeah.
I think the show is spinning its wheels. I think it doesn't know where it wants to go. I think
mm-hmm.
it's beyond maybe what they ever thought they would go into.
It probably should have ended when she graduated high school.
I mean, that would be the natural ending.
Right.
This is true for most TV shows,
right.
American shows. The you could see there's a lot of shows where there's a natural ending and then they keep going.
Right.
Like Buffy should have ended when she graduated high school, but then they just kept going.
Right.
But the writing since then has been kind of all over the place. It's just like...
right.
You can't even get a grip on who these characters are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if this were a show that I was watching, like if I was watching it live on TV or if I was watching it like on Netflix or whatever, I would stop watching it.
Yeah.
I would be done. I'd be like, this show sucks now. It's just pulling tricks out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. So this has been bad. This has been a bad season.
But I think that's why we get like the cliffhanger that we get at the end.
Which is what?
That Lorelai proposes to Luke.
Right.
And we don't get an answer.
Right, right.
It ends with, Luke, will you marry me?
And there's been this subplot through the season of him trying to buy a house.
Right, the Twickham house.
Right, which again, why isn't he telling Lorelai? Why is this a secret? Because it needs to be a secret for this piece to be in place. And
right,
so much stuff is like, I go, why are they? And what? And this happens. And one thing that happens a lot in the show that really annoys me, and yeah, I'm angry. This is an angry episode. Is to keep people angry at each other longer, or to keep characters divided longer, they have conversations where nobody says the right thing that they should say.
Right.
This kills me. Like, there's so many times where it's Emily and Lorelai arguing, mm-hmm. and you think all you have to say is the truth. Right. Like when they're arguing over Lorelai doesn't trust Logan and Logan's family, right. and Richard and Emily do. All she has to do is, he stole your thing.
Right.
I saw him take your thing and put it in his pocket. He did it as a prank. But she doesn't say the one thing that would make the conversation make sense and right. make them believe her. She says everything but that so they can just be angry at her. And it's like, ugh, no one's acting like a person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the show wants me to like Logan, or the show at least wants its fan base to be physically attracted to Logan and therefore allow him to get away with shit because he's cute.
Right.
Unlike Jess, where the show kind of was like, yeah, Jess is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the show doesn't, I feel, isn't presenting Logan as bad for her.
No, but he 100% is. He is like a master at, what's it called?
Gaslighting?
Yes. He's a master at gaslighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All the time. That's all he does.
And their storyline throughout the season has been these little bits of like, he's a dick to her friend.
Marty.
Right. Which is his, that whole weird subplot of like, you think that would turn Rory off. Mm-hmm. That she has this close friend that
right.
he's a dick to. But see, that's the weird thing. This is where like people, I think, get mad at the show. Because I feel like what you're seeing, whether the show is doing it on purpose or not, is this girl is she's realizing she's rich. She's realizing right. she's privileged.
Right. Right.
And she's realizing, I can be a dick. Why was I ever nice?
Right.
Why was I nice and smart? Like, let me be a complete, total fucking cock now. And I think in some ways the show wants you to feel that way, like wants you to have conflicted feelings about Rory, but I feel like doesn't want you to have conflicted feelings about Logan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know, though. I mean, I don't love Logan, but I mean, I think he fits this Rory, like this version of Rory.
Well, because she's...
because she's terrible.
Right. No. But I feel like she makes this. He makes this.
Right.
Or
right.
The writers changed her to match this.
Yeah, to match him.
Because this is not the same Rory that dated Jess.
Right.
And I know you could go, well, it's realistic. Or, well, this is what happens in a young person's life. And it's like, yeah, maybe. But first of all, realism is not the mm-hmm. the end all be all of art and media.
Mm-hmm.
That's who put out the memo that things are supposed to be realistic.
Right.
I've always found that to be the weakest critical argument anyone can make. Also, these are choices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being realistic. It's about what do we want to happen in this season.
Right.
And how do we get those things to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of, and with Dean and with Jess, they got a lot out of Rory making a mistake and Lorelai trying to help her, then her getting mad, and then Rory getting mad at Lorelai. And you get that a little bit in this. Mm-hmm. But also I feel like the weird relationship between Lorelai and Rory, it shows its toxicity in this season.
Oh,
because
yeah.
she just doesn't mother her at all when she really needs mothering.
Lorelai in this season has a lot of like Emily's traits
yeah.
when dealing with Rory.
Yeah.
Because if things aren't going her way, like we saw in this last episode, well, I mean, maybe this is a spoiler for the next one, but like
mm-hmm.
She shuts her out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like
no, they more in the beginning they never did this, but as right. the show goes on, more and more they try to make conflict between Rory and Lorelai, and then it always gets resolved in some stupid way, and it's like, but you're her mom, like you shouldn't resolve it like friends resolve a fight.
Right.
Like if she's mad at you, she's wrong. I don't see that. This is another place where I feel like maybe my contemporary perspective is butting up against the perspective of when the show is made, because I feel like the show isn't critical of the idea of mother and daughter are best friends.
Right.
Where now we all would look at this and go, this is really not a good relationship.
Right.
She actually needs a mother desperately.
Right. Do we want to go back? And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Talk?
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go back and try to just hit the different okay. story beats of this season.
So she doesn't start with Logan. Logan's relationship starts at the end.
Yeah.
Really? Do we even see Logan at the beginning?
Well, yeah. We have that scene where she first meets him where he's just being a complete bully to someone she knows.
Right, that's right, Marty.
And she's like, ooh, he's being a piece of shit. I love pieces of shit.
I don't think so. Oh, my gosh.
I'm Rory.
I don't think so.
I'm the fucking worst.
That's not the turning point.
Well, how do we go from...
Okay.
He's never like secret nice guy. She just decides I like that he's shitty.
I'm going to tell you the turning point.
Oh, please do.
So, let's start from the beginning because it involves Dean. So, Dean and Rory are dating at the beginning because... We left off with Dean cheating on Lindsay with Rory.
Right.
So that's where it starts, and now they're starting
the
relationship.
And that's the sort of cliffhanger of last season.
Right. And she goes to Europe with Emily, and that's... Oh, Emily and Richard are also separated.
Right, that's also at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the turn... So she's dating Dean, and throughout the season... Well, okay, so first Logan meets Rory when he's... being an asshole to Marty, who's her, like, friends, her close friends.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, like, have little meetings. He's on the paper. But then she's trying to, like, write a feature story for the paper on this, like, club that he's in.
Yeah.
Called the Life and Death Brigade, which is, like, the super secret society at Yale. And he is able to get her in.
Right.
So they go on this thing, it's like a camping trip, and they go on the trip, and she writes all about it. And then when she gets back, she's with Dean, and she asks Dean how he liked the article, and he kind of like doesn't give her a real answer. He's like, I don't know, you wrote it, I liked it. And she's like, nothing specific, and he's like, I just know that I liked it. But then Logan gives her specifics, and I think that was the turning point.
Okay. Well, in terms of Dean, I feel like...
I think that's what they were setting up for the turning point.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because then why... Dean is supposed to be, like, pretty smart.
Right,
he
right.
reads also, maybe not as much as she does, but, right. like, why wouldn't he read her article if he's her boyfriend?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, they don't get... I feel like all they wanted was... That was just plot. It's just plot.
No, I know.
Because she sleeps with him at the end of the... He does nothing in the season. She sleeps with him at the end of the season.
Yeah.
We get some story out of the brutal scene where Lindsay's mother is like, you're a homewrecker.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I guess it's a good sort of foreshadowing for how horrible person Rory is becoming.
Right.
But then, like... Dean goes to pick her up. Like, the way they break up again is like, what? Did they just break up? He just goes to pick her up, and what happens? He sees her with her rich friends, and he's like, I don't belong. I'm going to leave the show. Bye.
Well, he also has to go...
Do Supernatural.
Right.
The 35 seasons.
That's the last time we see him. Like, that's it. We're never going to see Dean again until the...
Movies.
Yeah, until the movies.
Yeah, maybe that's it, but I feel like... Right. I feel like they wanted her to fuck him because they wanted to figure out how does she have sex the first time? How do we do this? And then they were like, oh, we have Dean around. What do we do with Dean? Oh, I don't know.
I know. Yeah. Then they got stuck with him.
Right.
He does not do anything for this season, except maybe like plant the idea for Luke. Because after they break up, he, like, says something to Luke, like enjoy your relationship while you still have it. Because they want more than this town, and all you are is this town.
See, another thing that I felt like this is weird. Like, I know that there's a weird tension between Luke and Dean.
I don't fully get... I mean, I understand because he was pining for Rory, and then he got drunk, and Luke brought him into his apartment.
Yeah.
But he got married anyway. Like, I get it. But, like, that's why you guys have beef? Like, I don't fully get it.
And you're gonna, like, fuck with Luke and be like, oh, like, mother like daughter, since my heart was broken, your heart will be broken too. We're just a couple of blue-collar schmucks, and they're not gonna... And Luke falls for it, too.
Yeah,
he says... Like you said, he says they want more than this, and you're just this, and that makes Luke
insecure.
Insecure, yeah.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, let's go back. In the beginning, Rory, because Rory and Lorelai are not talking because Lorelai, for once in the whole show, I felt like did the right thing, like yelled at her. And it was like, this is what you're doing is wrong. There's no way to look at what you're doing is right. You're acting childish and immature.
Right.
She really puts her in her place, and then Rory's like, you ruined this for me. Mm-hmm. And then they're not talking.
Yeah, and then she goes to Europe.
Right.
She kind of like not sends her to Europe, but
she goes
to Emily is going just to get away. And that night, which I'm not rich by a long shot, so I don't know how that works, uh-huh. but I guess that's things people could do. But
right.
I couldn't go to Disney tonight, even if I had the money. I would feel weird that it wasn't planned.
Yeah, I know. And then when Rory's in Europe, she sees something that reminds her of the trip she took with her mother to Europe. And then she calls, and that's when they rekindle their friendship. And it's like, but you're not friends.
I know. They're at the corner of Bark and Cheese in Italy, and I looked it up, and it's not a real place.
I'm so sorry,
everybody. So we had to cancel our Italy trip.
Yeah. Yep.
That was it. That was the thing.
Well, remember when we went to Epcot?
And we went to Italy?
We went to Italy, and you kept saying, oh, babe, we went to Italy. And I was like, we went to Epcot.
I don't see the difference. There's Italian people. The water is imported from Italy. I don't see the difference. So then...
Well, by the way, going back to the whole Dean Lindsay thing...
You startled me.
that happens because instead of just leaving Dean alone, she decides, I'm going to write a letter to Dean...
She's coming back tomorrow. She's coming back in not a ridiculous amount of time. Like, it's not like she's coming back in a month. She's coming back either tomorrow or the next day. And I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow, which means she had to spend a ton of her grandma's money because we know she doesn't work to get this letter to Lorelai before she gets there to just hand it to Dean. Like, what?
Right, and of course it ends up just being a device so Lindsay finds out.
Right.
But no, it's point. You just want to, you wish some character would sit Rory down and be like, the world is not about you.
I mean, it kind of happens later.
In a different season from this?
I think in the next season.
Well, fucking good. Paris's old man professor dies.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what to do with Paris in this season.
No, she's with Doyle.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't hate them. Learn to love them because they're also together until the end.
It's a classic, hey, you're both secondary characters. Yeah. Well, it's getting annoying writing scenes with both of you. So if we could just tie you together, then we could have you. It's easier way to just get you into things.
I know, but I like it. I ship them. I ship them hard. TJ. TJ and Liz.
Yeah.
At the beginning, they're doing the Renaissance Fair, and they get into an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
So Luke has to go work the Renaissance Fair with them, which is cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, no.
That's my only experience with the Renaissance Fair, so I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. Luke tells Lorelai he's all in.
Oh, yeah. And she doesn't say anything.
Was that when they go to that Italian restaurant?
I don't know if it was Italian, but yeah, Sniffy's. Mm-hmm. That's where Buddy and what was the woman's name? It was two people that he like.
Yeah, right. He knew them a long time, and
I know his name was Buddy. I forget her name, but he takes her on like a first real date, and it's like this place that like he goes to anytime he gets a second.
Right.
And
he shows you the thing in his wallet.
Right, which we've never seen before. But yeah, he takes out his wallet and he tells about the story. He tells the story about the day that they met and how she was like harassing him around the diner for coffee. And he was like, you know, you're being annoying. Just hang on a second. And she asks what his horoscope sign, what is it called?
Astronomical sign.
Thank you.
Wait, is that right? Astrological sign?
Oh, probably astrological.
Yeah, astronomical.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can tell we don't know. Whatever his sign is, she writes down, you'll meet an annoying woman today, give her a coffee, and she'll leave you alone. And he kept it in his wallet.
Yeah.
No, you're not impressed by that?
No, I
am thoroughly impressed by that, and I think it's beautiful.
I like the story. I like the love story between Lorelai and Luke. Again, I feel like there's a little space in the middle of the season where they break up, right. And it doesn't, again, I don't feel like that made sense or was earned in a way.
Right. Yeah, that was, I mean, I don't know.
Well, first of all, it hinges on Emily
right.
forgetting everything she's been in the last 4 years and just going back to Emily episode 1, season 1
right.
and just being Skeletor level villain.
Right.
And just out of nowhere being like, Luke's trash. He owns a diner. He's not good enough for...
But that's her this whole season. And I kind of think that's because she's struggling with her relationship with Richard. Because she... Rory's in a relationship with Dean, and then they're still separated, but Emily and Richard have to throw this all-male alumni party so that Rory can get a better boyfriend.
Right.
And then the whole thing with Christopher and Lorelai is that
right.
Luke isn't good enough, but she says to what's his face?
Emily says to Christopher.
Right, that you, I never thought much of you, but you have good breeding and you come from an impeccable
family.
Right,
like the Godfather. She comes to his house in a cloud of dark smoke.
Right.
And is like, more ha 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 ha.
Right.
And it's just like, this is odd. Because also she's like, you're meant to be. And it's like, are they meant to be? Like,
does the audience
feel like they're meant to be just because she's... Rory's dad?
But I don't know. That seems on brand for Emily to play mind games. She knows how Christopher feels. She knows that he just was left by his wife with a kid. She knows he's vulnerable. I don't know if she knows that he called Lorelai to help him with the baby, but it's not like she's never used someone's weakness.
It's on brand, but it doesn't feel like it's the Emily of this season. It doesn't feel like the Emily
currently. No, I know. I could see it. I could see it in a way that she's hurting and she can't fix her own thing as of yet.
Yeah.
So she's trying to fix other people, even though what her mind is fixed.
Right. So they're broken up for the half the season, really. Richard is living in the pool house. Friday night dinner, like, is split up where they go to, like...
They go to Richard for drinks and then Emily for dinner.
Right.
valet.
Yeah, they talk through works through staff that work for them. Yeah. She decides she wants a date and she goes on a lovely date with another man. But
Simon McLean.
But she cries because she feels bad about it. She comes home and she cries because she feels bad and...
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting to do something with them.
Right.
But I don't know. I never felt like this is going to stick.
Right.
I mean, it was interesting.
I wonder what it would have been like, though, if it wasn't going to stick. But also, they were in such close proximity. If they weren't, like, if he had went to a hotel or something.
Right.
I wonder what it would have looked like.
Right.
Because then they wouldn't have had, like, the silly things that they had.
But they were broken up at the end of last season, too, right? Because in the last episode, that's when Emily admits it to Lorelai. Because she puts them...
Well, no, it's at the beginning of this one.
Isn't the first night of the inn where she puts her parents in the presidential suite the last episode of last season?
That's right. Yeah.
But it extends into the season.
Right. This season picks up immediately after the last one. Like, there's overlap because we start off with the same conversation that Rory and Lorelai were having inside the house about Dean, but now we're outside with Dean listening in on the conversation.
Yeah, they pull
like it starts off the second that
it's
we left
a, it's
off.
It's a Back to the Future too.
Yeah.
Ooh la la. Yeah, it's that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, they break up in the middle of the season, but before that, I felt like Luke and Lorelai were too like easy together. Like
right.
Like you want them to get together and then they finally do.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like in the beginning of the season they almost make nothing of it. It's like, yeah, they're just together now.
Right.
And it's like I feel like they don't get enough out of that they're different.
Right. They are different. I mean, I guess they... Oh, I don't remember. Well, no. I guess they kind of address that in the movies. Kind of... I can't wait till we get to that. Just because I want it to be over.
Well, she... I mean, like, she... He goes to bed early to wake up and do the diner. And she doesn't. And she realizes that he doesn't. But I don't know. It feels very easy at the beginning. Right. Which is something they've done a lot in the series. Which is, you feel like important things are happening off screen.
Yeah.
So yeah, you said Emily and Richard give Rory like a creepy coming out party. It feels similar to the beat a few seasons ago where they don't they have like a debutante ball for her? Yeah, or something
that's
like
the
that?
Coming out party. This is
it's kind of the same thing.
This
though.
Is yeah, but it's just for it's so she can meet all the guys at Yale,
right?
And
right.
hopefully get someone better,
right?
Yeah, it's weird, but. I mean, her coming out with a bunch of rich guys, that makes sense for Dean to be like, I don't belong here anymore.
But I feel like he didn't know the whole thing. I feel like he's just picking her up and then she comes out and she's with Logan.
Right.
And he's like, I don't want to be on this TV show anymore.
I want to fight.
Because at the end of last season, he was so in love with her. I mean, I guess you could say like the excitement of it is gone when there's no cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I said this on our last episode. I feel like as the show goes on, where it used to be a kind of comedic drama about a mother and daughter, as the daughter gets older and you have on TV these contemporary, maybe a little bit more steamy hour-long dramas, I feel like they try to turn Rory's story into something less fitting to what the overall tone is.
Right.
I feel like Rory's in the OC.
Right.
She's like in a much more like edgy show and everyone else is in Gilmore Girls.
Right. Right. Also, not enough Babette this season.
No.
Was there any Babette this season?
Yeah,
there was a little bit. A tiny
Well, is bit. This is the season where the guy does the protest, right?
I think that was last season.
Oh, who knows? Who can possibly know?
I mean, we see her after Lorelai spends the night and they're kind of talking at Luke's. And they're kind of talking about, like, how, when they're going to tell people, if they want to tell people.
Right.
If that's it's too soon. Thing. But then she goes downstairs because she doesn't think the diner's open. And, like, she goes down in Luke's button-up shirt.
Yeah.
And everyone sees her. So, like, everyone knows. And then we see Babette. But, like, I can't remember her being in any other scene. And she's, like, barely in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember either.
Norman Mailer's in this season, though.
Yeah, he is. That's... it's very odd. I don't know how... Because, you know, like, he is a canonical classic American author. But he's also, like... And I've never read any of his books, but I know just from like seeing him argue with Susan Sontag and seeing him argue with Gore Vidal that he's like a misogynist and kind of an asshole. Right. So it's just weird that it's a weird cameo to have.
Yeah.
And that's the episode where we find out Sookie's pregnant again.
Yeah. With Martha.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're trying to show like, where Lorelai's life is messed up. Sookie's life is just going along perfectly.
Right.
But I feel like they just don't know what to, like, all right, she's got married, and now you're going to have a baby, now you're going to have another baby. And, like, I don't know, I just feel like it's very paint by numbers with what goes on with them.
Right.
Well, you do have Jackson become the selectman. He runs against...
Taylor.
But yes. Then they drop that. Really quickly, because then you see Taylor still being Taylor.
Yeah.
And you're like, where's Jackson? Isn't Jackson doing this job now?
Right. I think in that episode, he directs it, the guy that plays Jackson.
No.
But yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Life and Death Squad or Life and Death Brigade?
Life and Death Brigade.
The Suicide Squad? All
right. So, it's supposed to be this, like, secret society that dates back, like, well, I don't know, however many years.
It's like Skull and Bones.
Right. And Rory's writing an article on them, so she is using Logan as her in, and they have, like, their thing is, like, gorilla masks.
Sure, yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Their phrase is in omnia paratus, which means, well, I don't know if I said that right, but it means ready for anything. And they go on these like extravagant trips. They go camping, but it's like this beautiful like glamping kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they dress in ball gowns and suits.
Yeah.
And their big stunt that when she went was to, I guess, like parachute, right? Oh no, it was an umbrella.
It's like bungee. Oh, right, right,
right, right. But yeah, so she's tied up with like a bungee thing,
yeah,
and they hold umbrellas and they jump off this like I don't know how many feet high scaffolding, yeah, which I don't know if these things are real.
Well, I don't know either. But let me ask you this: how do you think? What do you think the show wants us to feel when we see these scenes?
I think we're meant to see Rory like getting a little bit more excitement in her life, and okay, Logan bringing that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Logan actually like has a line that says, "You look like you need a little bit more excitement in your life." But
and then there's the obvious metaphor of like jumping.
Right. But also, like you said, like bringing her into that world, and that's when she realizes she has money.
Well, that's my contemporary. Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's why I wonder what the show wants, right?
No, but I think that is what the show wants, because that's where all his like rich, pompous friends are.
So, do you think the show is presenting this is a bad thing, or presenting it as this is a good thing? See, it's a bad thing to me watching it in 2020 because I'm living in the greatest economic disparity since the French Revolution. So I see characters like these rich young kids who all are like you hear about, like they're all Logan's friends. Like, huh, Logan, old boy, remember the time you... And I think I hate them, but I don't know if the show wanted me to hate them.
Well, I think there are parts of the show that wants you to hate them, and I think there are parts of the show that presents things as exciting, because there's a scene where Logan invites her out, and she's already hanging out with Marty.
Right.
And she goes out. I think when Marty's around, it's meant to not look good. But when she's around it, it's meant to be something exciting, which is weird because it's the same group and they're doing the same thing.
So do you think that the show is presenting her relationship with Logan as going down a negative path, or her relationship with Logan as something positive for Rory?
I think it's meant to be presented as something positive.
Okay. All
right. Especially because he's smart. They're in the same major. They're in the same field.
Okay. Yeah.
He can grant her access to jobs and internships, even though we know that the internship didn't work out. But he can grant her access to this world that she really wants to be a part of, both like in terms of her career and in terms of what she wants for her, or seems to want now for like her socioeconomic status. Like, it just seems like he can bring that to her. But when we see them out with Marty and they're all ordering food, and you know, they make everyone pay up, and they're saying all these, like, even in that scene, they go out to like a Chinese restaurant and they're ordering, I think it's a Chinese restaurant, and they're ordering all this food, and like they're racking up a huge bill. And they're each talking about how, you know, they went away to boarding school in Switzerland or whatever. Right. And Rory's like, wow, that's amazing. And Marty's like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I
would not want to be away from my family.
Right.
So whenever Marty's around, it's portrayed as a bad thing. But I think through Rory's eyes, I think we're meant to
maybe
like it.
Maybe the show is trying unsuccessfully to say Logan isn't like his friends.
Right.
Or because like there's also the scene with Logan's family where they're all really mean and dismissive to Rory. Maybe the show is kind of like, yes, Logan lives in this shitty world, but Logan is above it.
I'm sure, because Rory says that repeatedly.
Right. But also he also wants to hook up with other people and like doesn't want a commitment, and she very like,
She's like, I could do that.
She's very, yeah, and she immediately is like too weak about it, and she's like, I can't handle this. And
right,
he decides to date. I don't know.
It doesn't.
Yeah. It feels like a weird third boyfriend, right? Like, because you've got the Dean, kind of makes sense, and then Jess makes sense as the after Dean, right? Like that's the time in her life where she's gonna meet someone like that. But I don't totally get where you go. Okay, the next person is Logan.
I think Logan is there to kind of expose her to the world, because if she wants to go into journalism, it's
but
not.
But it's the world of elitism.
But I mean, if but also if they're dating, she has just access to a whole lot more. His father's a really big guy in newspapers, so like he can help her in whatever way he can.
What else happens? Christopher's father passes away. There's a sort of Rory is mad at her father Christopher in this season, I guess because of something last season, or was it, why is she mad at him?
Well, she's mad at him, I think that's
after the vow renewal,
I think, so
where he makes the scene. No, because he's at lunch with Lorelai, and Lorelai would be mad at him too.
That's right.
She's just mad at him at the beginning of this season. I forget why, what reason is. She told him never come back, just stay completely out of Lorelai's life, don't come back, because she doesn't make good decisions when you're in her life.
Right, because she's with Luke.
Right.
In like, before he said that, I mean, before Rory said that to Christopher, he like had a moment of weakness because his wife left him. Right. Were they married? Well, I think they were married.
Yeah. They almost get back together in a previous season, Christopher and Lorelai.
Right. But I meant Sherry. Sherry left and he has the baby and he doesn't know what to do because he's never.
Sadie.
All right. Because he's never like raised a baby before or seen a baby.
Yeah.
And
he's never seen a baby. He's like, what's a baby?
He has no idea what a baby is. So
yeah,
he calls Lorelai to help him, and after that, where he's like, "Stay away from her."
Yeah.
But
then his father dies, and she
goes. He tries to make amends with her.
Right.
He goes to Yale, and he's like following her around. This is before he dies. This is when he's sick, and he's just like, "I want to make things better, and I want us to have a good relationship." Yeah. But yeah, she pushes him away, and then his father dies, and then Lorelai goes over to comfort him, and Rory goes over to comfort him.
And Lorelai gets drunk with him.
Yeah.
And doesn't tell Luke.
Yeah. Well, that was also Rory, because she was about to tell Luke.
Yeah.
And then Rory made up an excuse.
Right.
I mean, she still could have told him, but...
Well, it's like not bad until you don't tell.
Right. It wasn't...
why didn't you just say the truth?
Right. I don't know. I can't imagine it. I some of the things that happen, I don't get it.
Like what?
Maybe just because I feel the need to like tell everyone where I'm going always. I just like can't imagine going to someone who I don't really hang out with.
Well, you and me are together, and you know, you let me know every time you fart or poop. Not cutting that out. Don't even ask. But you know you love to send me a text like I'm pooping.
Stop it. I'm just saying, in general, don't you want people to know your location?
Yeah.
That's safe.
I know you're in a bathroom. No, it's one of the things that tries to, like, I guess, be like, look, there's some fractures in Lorelai's. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It just feels like the whole thing doesn't hold together.
No, I know.
Lean. Let's talk about Lean.
Lean is with Zach.
The guy in her band.
Which I don't love it. I hate it, actually. Zach sucks. I mean, he's a nice person, but also, like, he's got no job. He's the only one in the band that has no job. All he does is play video games and, like, play the banjo and talk like a surfer.
Right. Well, and, kind of pulls a Logan where he sucks until they start dating and then he's nice. Like, because he's constantly, like, hooking up with other girls and, like, being a dick.
I guess.
Because then he is nice after they start hooking up. But then she's like, we can't have sex until we're married. And I thought that was going to be more of a storyline. But I guess that's just what it is.
Well, I mean, it was, like, an issue for, like, 10 minutes.
But they don't have sex.
No, they don't. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That, you know. And she yells at her mom. Because she's like, you're in my head.
Yeah.
That was fun. Also, her mom's better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her mom gets the mature.
Yeah, she's definitely grown from her villainous role in the first couple of seasons.
I'm telling you, I think they're better apart. They need to learn how to be friends.
They are. We've said this before. Right. They're the anti.
Yeah.
Rory and right. Lorelai.
She even talks about like quitting the band at one point and moving back in with Mrs. Kim, and Mrs. Kim is like, I didn't raise no quitters, so.
So I don't know. I guess we. All right. Well, all right. So Richard and Emily, right? Richard finds a dog.
Oh, yeah. There's a dog in their yard.
Right. And that, like, brings them back together because they're trying to figure out what to do with the dog.
Yeah.
And then they renew their vows and they get back together.
The vow renewal is cute. They made Rory the best man.
Right, right. And then Rory goes and, like, gives Logan a blowy.
No, she doesn't.
She's doing something.
No, nothing their clothes happened were off. Yet. No, they weren't. They were unbuttoning.
I think
nothing
they were buttoned back
yet.
Up.
No, they were unbuttoning. Because she says we were close to getting together.
At your own grandparents' vow renewal.
I don't know. She's gross now.
She is gross now. And anyway, Christopher gets drunk. After, like, Emily coming to him and being like, you have to go be with, you're better than Luke, so you have to, you gotta make this right, you gotta go. He gets drunk and, like, kind of, like, confronts Luke and, like, tells Lorelai, like, we're meant to be together, and it's, like, a whole sad mess.
Yeah. And then when they catch Rory, I mean, that was kind of fun, because when they catch Rory, Luke and Christopher are, like, arguing over what to do about it, and Luke is just like, well, who's been there the whole time? Who was there when she had chicken pox? Who moved her in her dorm and out of her dorm and in her dorm? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great moment.
Go, Luke.
That's a great moment.
You are not wrong. He didn't even go to the graduation. Luke went to the graduation.
How does Lorelai find out that Emily talked to...
Oh, he says it then. He says it in the midst of all that fighting Luke. He says that that they're meant to be together. Your mom knows it.
Right. And that's when she goes up to, they're taking the picture, and she says to Emily, you and I are done.
Yeah.
Which, again, they stay apart for a while, and then they just kind of,
it's
because
of Logan. She wants to meet Logan, so she makes amends to go to Friday night dinner.
That felt too easy, I know. Considering how bad what Emily did was.
I know. Yeah. She also promises Luke, because they break up after that.
Yeah.
And she, like, Lorelai's frantically trying to repair it because Luke just isn't, like, ready to talk to her.
Right.
And he's like, it's too much drama. There's too much happening. And she's like, I'll cut them out. I'll cut Christopher out. And he's like, you can't do that. And she's like, no, I can. I can cut them out for us. But then she doesn't.
He just needs space. And she pushes him. Right. And then he's like, I guess we break up then.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if he would do that after everything.
That he needs space.
Break up with her.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. He seems like a guy that needs a quiet place to think. I don't know if he could handle trying to process something and having someone buzz in his ear.
Yeah.
The way she was. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. But also, I could see him. I mean, he obviously immediately regrets it. He's grumpy the rest of the time until they're back together. So it could have just been like I just need you out of my face for a second.
Right, right.
Reaction.
But of course they do get back together.
Yeah, they do. When they're at Fiddler. Well, no, not when they're at Fiddler, but they Stars Hollow School puts on a production of Fiddler on the Roof, which Lorelai signed them both up to work, which is fun because Luke has to teach these kids who are like, what, 9 or younger?
Yeah.
How to use like all these tools and build these sets, and that's just like really cute.
And other women like Luke.
Right.
There's that one who's always hitting on him.
Yeah, one of his sister's friends that he went to school with.
At some point, to try to fix what she did, Emily comes and talks to Luke.
Yeah.
And tells Luke to get back together with... But she doesn't do it in that nice a way.
She just wants Lorelai back.
Right.
So... Yeah, she... Oh, okay. So wait, but before they started... before they broke up, they were trying to... Well, I mean, Emily didn't care. She, like I said, she was hurt. She didn't want any part of it. But Richard was trying to, like, make him fit into their world a little better.
Yeah.
So that he would be worthy enough.
Oh, yeah.
For Lorelai. So he, like, takes him golfing and, like, introduces him to what, like... art collectors. Yeah, yeah. Tries to get him to franchise.
Yeah.
Gets him a meeting with her something or other, who's his accountant or whatever. And that was part of what she was yelling at him about, that, like, he can't follow through with anything because he never called that guy and he never got back with Lorelai like she told him to.
I don't know. I feel like owning a business is good. Like, they don't, I feel like they don't like him because he wears flannel. Like, he's not a bum.
No, they always say that he, how much did she need to borrow from him?
Like $35,000 right. or something. Yeah.
If he had it to lend, he definitely has more than that. It's not like he gave her his life savings.
Right, right.
So, I guess because he's not, he wouldn't know what to do at a dinner party. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, the show from the very beginning has dealt with a tension between wealth and privilege and so-called normal people. Right. But I feel like at different times throughout the series, they're handling it better and handling it worse.
Right.
And even some of the way they try to make the normal people just also feels very privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the show means for us to be feel like normal life is what Lorelai has, but it's like you're still in a house in Connecticut around mostly affluent white people.
Right. Right.
You just don't have a maid.
Right.
Like, it's not like they're actually, like, poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess with Logan, they have to, that problem that they have with dealing with that tension extends with Logan, because I think they don't know, the show doesn't exactly know how it wants us to feel about Logan or how to portray Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they've done this thing with the other boyfriends of, they're not rich, but they're smart.
Right.
But Logan, it's kind of like he's rich and he's smart.
Right. But I think that's them showing Rory changing. Like, she doesn't want what her mother wanted. She wants the rich Richard and Emily life. Because even when she goes to that dinner and, like, they call her trash or whatever, she's like, don't they know I'm a Gilmore? I had a coming out party. Like, don't they know who I am? And that's not something Lorelai would say.
No. Right.
So, I mean,
one way to see the whole series is Lorelai was doing a good job protecting her daughter. Right. But then to pay for Chilton, she made a deal with the devil.
Right.
And got her daughter to put one foot into the world of money. And this is what we have.
Yep. But that's
Richard Gilmore definitely is friends with Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, me and Jeff. You think Richard Gilmore went to
Well, Jason definitely is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I miss Jason.
Me too. Do you think Richard and Emily ever went to Jeffrey Epstein's private island? It is interesting to compare the way they depict Richard and Emily and the way they depict Logan's family.
Right.
Because their house is like a cat, like, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
But also they're much colder. They're like everything that they show Emily and Richard, but, like, worse.
Right.
But also the way they, comparing the two depictions, Emily and Richard seem to be wealthy from a different generation. They seem to be more like an old-fashioned wealthy.
Right.
Whereas the Huntsburgers seem to be more like, like, the young father, like, he seems like a hotshot kind of asshole.
Right. I mean, they're both old money, but...
Right. Yeah. Right. What if... See, I wish the show, like, really had balls and, like, had Rory date, like, a black boy and see how Emily would deal with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll talk about how the season sort of ends. Luke and Lorelai are together. Luke was going to buy this house, but then Lorelai has this subplot going on where somebody, some giant corporation is trying to buy her in, and she would get a huge payday and get and be able to walk away. This is something Richard set up for her.
Yeah.
And he never told her that he was buying this house. So when she's talking about that, she's mulling it over, he kind of feels like she doesn't have the same plans for their future that he does. But then, and it ends, the cliffhanger is she asks Luke to marry her.
Right. Yeah.
And where's Rory?
Rory, we end with Rory getting out of jail and quitting. Oh, and she's into the pool house.
And Lorelai's looking at her through the window, and Lorelai, I guess they're not going to talk.
Right. Lorelai goes to her parents first and explains everything to them.
Like, help out. Yeah.
Like, everything to them. And they're like, yes, whatever you want to do, we will help you in whatever way we can.
Because you shouldn't drop out of Yale.
Right. And then Rory goes and she starts crying And I kind of, she runs into Richard.
Yeah.
And we know Richard is the softie. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a little girl who don't understand.
Right. And he's like, okay, I'll take care of it. Right. And that's when they change their mind. But I kind of wonder what would have happened. And he's so desperately trying to be like, okay, just wait till Friday night and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wait till Friday night and we'll figure it out. But then she starts crying. And right. But I kind of wonder what would have happened if she ran into Emily first.
Right, right.
Because...
Right, right, right.
It had to be Richard for that to happen.
Right, exactly.
But also, I wanted to talk about one thing. It's not important, but it's ridiculous. Was the episode before this that... Emily, well, maybe it was an episode right before this, but in this season, Emily sponsors a ballerina.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if that's something you could do.
Right. She gets well, maybe Jeff Epstein's involved in this.
Right.
She's like, can you get me a young girl? And Epstein's like, no problem.
Yeah, but then she trades him in for a young boy.
Yeah.
Well, young man. But yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and that ties into the storyline of, like, Lorelai gives an interview...
Right.
Where
with a magazine.
Yeah, and she speaks poorly of Emily.
It's about the inn, but they're talking to they're interviewing Lorelai, which also they should be interviewing Suki as well. They're co-owners.
Right. I don't
So that's not fair.
See, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like
right.
So often this show has a problem of resetting itself back to default.
Right.
Of like, okay, Lorelai's unhappy with Emily and you know, like
right.
You wish you would make big changes right. And have people, because I feel like when they don't know what they're doing, they just have characters revert back and forget any way they've changed.
Right. It's rough. It's only going to get rougher, but we only have 2 seasons left.
Well, that sounds terrible. So what, when you well, watched them when they were on, right?
It might not get rougher, but it'll stay as rough at
terrible.
Least.
Okay, great.
Okay.
What, how did you feel watching it when it was on these seasons? Did you feel like, boy, this show's going downhill?
I mean, no, but I was also a lot younger. When was it on? It was on in 2000, so 2005.
Right, but what?
I was graduating high school.
Season 5 would be 2004.
So I was not graduating high school. I was a junior. I don't know what age you are when you're a junior.
So
I didn't think much of it. I was like, that guy's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's what college looks like for me.
Yeah. Did it turn out that way? All right. All right. We end every episode by me not looking at Jen and predicting what I think will happen in the next season. And the reason I don't look at Jen is because she doesn't have a good poker face.
I'm a great poker face.
No. Yeah, okay. Now, as I said earlier, I do know a spoiler that somehow Lorelai and Christopher not only get together but almost get married. So I don't know how we go from her asking Luke to get married to... back with him. I don't know how we get there. I don't know how we get there. No, I'll see it. I'll see it. I've gone this far, and I do it for the podcast.
But I thought you did it for me, but
no,
okay. That's
no.
Fine. All right. That was a hard
I want
no.
You to know that the joy is gone for me, and this is nothing but a painful experience, and that it should have ended after season 3. It would have been great. 1, 2, and 3. They wanted it to. They almost did. There's a scene that recently leaked online that was like, it was like this weird scene where like there were these flashbacks of like Lorelai
right.
And Rory as a little girl. Because I think they thought maybe they weren't going to come back.
Right.
So they kind of were like, well, let's make this an ending.
Yeah.
So let me see. Okay, so that's, let me think about what I think will happen with Rory. Well, typically she has a boyfriend per season. So I'm guessing that she stays with Logan towards the beginning of the next season and then breaks up with him for some reason. If they keep going with her staying out of school, she'll get some crappy job that she don't like, and it's, but it's gonna be like, you're trying out the world. I don't know.
Do you think she'll go back?
What?
To school?
I don't know. It's hard to predict what she'll do because she's not acting like herself. So yeah, I don't know what's to come. But it is very damning that everybody I talk to, including you, say, oh yeah, it only gets worse.
I don't know. Because
I was talking to my brother and I was like, oh, season 5 so bad. He's like, yeah, it gets way worse.
I don't know if it gets worse. Maybe just because I'm in it.
Well, you really don't like the movies, the Year in the Life.
Actually, there's some that I do. My main beef with it is that play. Like, I don't understand it, but whatever. We'll get to that when we get there.
All right. So me and Jennifer Grace Luttrell continue our contentious relationship with the Gilmore Girls. All right. We'll see you. Well, we come out every Wednesday, but we'll do another Gilmore Girls episode soon.
We won't see you. It's a podcast.
We end the episode by saying
go bye-bye.